Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's how you send in your scenarios. So, Donnie, let's find out.
You want to start, Travis?
Yeah, I can start.
All right.
I had a little situation this morning. It was a little...
Situation number nine.
That's right.
Blowing my mind.
It was a little rainy out this morning. Now, I don't think this had anything to do with what happened, but I was, I took a back way to get to I-20 to make it to work this morning. And I was about to turn right to get on the service road, to get on the highway, and it's a right turn lane that goes into a gas station. And it's also the right turn lane to turn right onto the service road.
Got it.
And it's heavy traffic, like all four lanes of traffic are pretty backed up, but the turn lane is moving pretty well. We're just going up, we're going to turn, we're going to yield, we're going to go. And the car in front of me is going along with maybe one car length space in between them and the car ahead of them. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see a F-150 come flying, weaving through traffic, and they just sideswiped this poor car that was just trying to turn right. Now, my question is, obviously that guy's a jerk.
Sure.
He sucks. But my question is on my end, it is the car dead in front of me.
Wow, really? It could have been you.
It could have been me.
Jeez.
But what obligation do I have to stop and do a police report or check if anybody's okay? Because what I did was I turned my left turn signal on and I drove around them and made my turn right and got out of there.
Got to where you needed to be.
Look, I had to go to work. I got a lot of big things going on.
That's an interesting question. That's a great question. And I don't know your official obligation.
Huh.
But in your same scenario, I would have done the exact same thing. Unless it was a really bad accident.
Like if the car gets hit and one of them flips over or something.
I'm calling 911.
Or I can very clearly see the airbags deploy.
Yeah.
Maybe you check on them. But there were no airbags. There was bumpers off. Like it wasn't a fender bender per se. But I don't believe anybody was hurt. I did also did not factor into my decision at all. I immediately was like, this is what he's ruining that guy's day as I
you're a real jerk
and hit the highway.
That's a great one. What's the responsibility of the person right behind the one that gets hit?
I mean, it is interesting because you don't know these people. They've inconvenienced your life, your work and all that, right?
So and I didn't get hit. Like I know. Was fine.
And you have to come to work.
Was that an accident where the cops would show up?
I believe.
Oh, is it one that they can handle themselves?
The way this went down, this guy, the truck guy, was so in the wrong that the police are going to need to get involved. Because, I mean,
and what if they need you to be the star witness as you're the guy that's going to put that guy away?
It does feel pretty obvious what happened. Like, they're going to be able to piece together based on the accident and what was hit and what's off of what vehicle on what happened here. So I've retroactively believe that I wasn't needed.
And there were a lot of other people there.
None of us stopped.
But he was the one directly behind it, though.
If anybody is required, it would have been me.
That really sucks because I never thought about that. Like in a rush hour situation, all these people are trying to get to work. How long is it going to take if you stay? When do the cops get there? How long do I have to sit and talk to them?
Right. And there is a gas station right there. So, like, there's people walking in and out. I feel like they might have had a better, not a better angle, but
No, you're star witness number one.
Yeah, no, I really am.
You're the guy.
But there are other people around that could have been star witness.
And do you have obligations? I'm going to say you don't.
I don't think so. Definitely not legally.
No, you have no legal obligation.
No.
But as a good human, I think as a good human, you... It was a loud crunch. It was right on the line of maybe somebody has a little bit of a
little soreness.
Yeah, a little soreness. Maybe their neck's a little cricked. And I probably should have stopped and checked. But what am I going to do? Because I'm not like a medical professional.
Right.
Like,
you just go, are you okay?
And
they'll say, yeah.
In.
And then you put your hazards
and
on.
Now the traffic's going to be all backed up behind there.
Stop and roll down
wreck.
Your window. Hey, you guys good?
As he's going like 15.
No,
you guys okay?
If you do that move,
if
you do that move, it's, hey, you can't park here. And then you drive around and leave.
So if you have dash cam, then the nice thing you do is pull over and just say, hey, here's my email, or give me your email.
Yeah.
I'll send you the footage of the crash if you've got good footage of it, and then you can show that to the cops instead.
I feel like
that works.
Are we going to have that built into cars?
Coming up soon. Yeah.
Dash cam.
100%.
Kind of surprised it's not already.
I am too. It's necessary. Yeah, this is really interesting because there is, again, zero, you are not legally required to stop at the, when you witness an accident. It's zero legal obligation whatsoever.
And I've never had anybody in any of the wrecks that I've had, like, there's never been witnesses that stopped.
I had, in a wreck I was in, but they couldn't get around us. So what were they going to do?
Right.
I mean, yeah, the last time someone hit me, no one stopped. It was on the service road and got plowed from behind.
Hell yeah.
How'd it feel?
Not good.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And then
two of my accidents.
Can see when you look in the rearview mirror after you get hit, and she had her hand over over a mouth.
And then she looks at her phone again, and she's like, "God, that text still didn't send. This is ridiculous."
She holds the phone out the window.
Hold on, be right there. I was texting.
I have been sitting completely still on two of my accidents that have totaled my vehicle.
That is wild, man.
And one of them was it was right out in front of the old ticket building. I was about to turn left into the parking garage. And it was raining, and some lady that was looking for her daughter's apartment just barreled into me with her Suburban. And the other one, I was stopped on the bush, like on the entrance lane, and two cars behind me crushed into somebody that then crushed into me, and I was the only one that didn't drive away.
Yeah, I've been hit twice, and twice I've been still.
Man, I fear getting rear-ended.
It's a, it's not fun.
I've been bumped like lightly before where you get out and you go, I think everything's good, but not like smashed.
Crunched.
It's creepy because you just don't see it coming until you know, unless you're looking at the rearview mirror.
I think you're fine. You're fine. I don't think you're a jerk in any way. It's just not a severe one where you feel like someone is going to, oh my gosh. Like, that's when I would stop and just call. I don't know if I'd get out and check.
Yeah, because then what are you going to do? Like, I don't
know anything
medically.
Yeah, that's not me.
Put pressure on the wound.
Like, oh, you're spraying me. And you're just like, what am I supposed to do? You tourniquet your neck? I don't know how this works.
I need my belt. I only have
one. All I've done is watch war movies. I have no clue.
Would you take your belt off and wrap it around the arm?
No, I only have one belt. I'm going to have underwear out all day.
Hey, you're just trying to help. Okay, I have one also.
Okay.
So as we were at the April Fool's Open Tuesday.
Yes.
After it's done, the three of us are walking towards the parking lot.
Right. That's correct.
Just like we do every single day. It's a family affair. Just looking so cheerful. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's in our DNA.
Doing post game, you know.
But of course, I had to peel off because I wasn't going to make it the 12 minutes to my house without using the bathroom.
Right. I remember that.
Yes. So I go into the bathroom, and as I'm walking in, Gordon, Kat are walking out because they have a longer drive and they have to relieve themselves as they go. But the bathroom is packed. It's a lot of guys in there.
Yeah.
And I had to wait a second to find an open urinal, and they only had two sinks available. Three urinals, two sinks.
Better than the Cumulus bathroom.
And so the
sure is.
It is. There is a line to get to the sinks because there are only two available. There are quite a few guys in there. And even after I'm done, so there's one guy at the sink. And not only is he washing his hands, he must have played an entire round of golf. He's basically taking a bath.
No.
Seriously. Like he has the water cup in his hand. He puts it all in his head. He's shaking it in his hair. He's washing his neck. He's hawking up loogies. He's putting it while the line is just growing behind him. And he's taking basically a, you know what, bath.
Now, I've not been
in the sink.
I haven't been in the clubhouse there, but is there like a shower area?
No. It's just a regular bathroom.
Okay.
But you knowing that there are tons of people waiting and you're going to take at least 5 or 6 minutes at one sink using it up, just throwing water all over the place and doing
and no
that
one said
in
anything?
The sink.
Like, dude, come on.
No one said a thing.
Man. Boy, Matt would have.
Yeah, I should have been there for you guys.
I wonder if you would have.
If there's like five guys
it was
waiting,
remarkable.
I would have been like, hey, man, what are we doing here?
Because there was another P1 at the sink. Next to him
getting
and just getting splashed and listening and all that. He kind of looks back at me and goes, he gives me the look and I give him the look also. And then I'm going to say about three or four people have used that faucet and left.
Okay.
And that dude was still there.
Somebody, again, you got to go, hey man, come on. Just sit in the bathtub.
What the hell is going on?
It's really weird, man.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's peak not caring about
that is 100% jerkdom.
Yes.
Yeah, not even
that
close.
May have been
that's
the
1,000% jerkdom.
May have been the worst one that we've had since we started this segment.
I just don't know how you can put blinders on like that to take that long and do all of that.
Right, because there's a mirror right there so you can see who's behind
the line is growing.
I would start sweating if, like, there was, he knew if that was going on.
He was like, hey, Washington, oh, look at all those people.
Like, oh, well, there's two sinks. They can go to the other one.
What an odd song for him to sing, but maybe that was it. And, you know, I equate that to if you're in the parking lot and someone sees you with the blinker on wanting to get the space that you're occupying, that person takes their merry sweet time to get the hell out of that parking space.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, I've done that before.
I don't Thanks understand forever. It. Like, I rush to get out because I know
you're leaving anyway.
To get it right. I'm leaving.
I normally,
but there are
will.
People that will hit the brakes because they know you're trying to get that parking spot. And I wonder if that was his same mentality, that he knows there are people in line because the bathroom was packed and he's still taking 5 or 6 minutes to get his stripper bath going on, hitting the hot spots.
That's incredible, man.
Jerk.
Yeah, you're
maybe
a
had
jerk.
A hot date after, you don't know.
That wasn't gonna help.
Yeah, he didn't wash his
bathroom
others.
Faucet water.
And hey,
I'm just saying it's not going to help you if you have a hot date later
no.
on.
No.
And that weird runny pink soap that's in every public bathroom. It doesn't smell right.
Man, and I didn't get the P1's name, and I hate I didn't. We had the whole conversation towards our car was about that guy as we were walking to the parking lot.
He's probably
lot.
Still in there.
Like, all right.
He's
home bathroom's open.
And
in the bathtub. Jeez. It was really weird. All right, look at that. Homemade jerks for this week. How about that? Don't forget, am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. Travis, you are not a jerk.
Thank you.
But that guy at the golf course in the bathroom, biggest jerk I've ever been around.
10-11. Giant bitch.
Whoa. Okay.